Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neon Crystal Maker Psychic Hour. We, again, have lots of callers in the queue, so we're going to be getting right to your calls today. First one, we want to invite you to join us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook. Those accounts, well, Blog Talk Radio account is obviously found on Blog Talk Radio. And the Facebook account and Twitter can be found on the Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We do encourage you to follow us there. We appreciate it if you do. The call-in number today, 914-338-0164. Well, it's our call-in number today and every day, always, 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And you may call us after the show for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And let's bring on some callers since we have some people that have been waiting quite a while. 205 is our first. Hi.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi, fine, thanks.
Hi.
My question today, and I'm calling from Alabama. My name is Patricia. I talked to you both. It's probably been maybe about 3 weeks to a month ago.
Okay.
Yes, and so I'm calling because my ex, and I think I spoke of him, we ended a long-term relationship about five. The long-term relationship was 5 years. It ended 18 months ago. Well, he's reached out to me. And it's sort of funny because I really haven't been able to shake him. During these 18 months, he tends to cross my mind a lot. Now, I don't really communicate with him, and I don't spend time with him. But I want to know why I can't really shake him. My birthday is 02-06-1973. His birthday is
Patricia, wait. Don't ever add a zero where you don't, and I would be such an obedient listener. You don't want to add a zero. It's 2673. Unless it's like 1960, 60, obviously, or, a 10 okay. Where there's a zero, because that is an energy field, and the energy field of a zero is not something you want to put in a birthday if it isn't already there.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. I guess it's a lot, when you be doing documents and
it's understandable why you would do it. But it, just from this perspective, why you don't want to do it is it's going to add something that you don't want. It's not a positive. A zero is not something that you want to put in a birth date when it's not there. Okay. So his birth date.
His birth date is 2-28-63.
All right. Well, I mean, there's your years are interchangeable. The first two numbers are the same. The fire numbers are the same. 6 and 6. I haven't even added them up. 8, 18. You're 28, 10, 1.
Her master number is his day.
28, 10, 1. His master number, her master number is his day. He's born the 26th. 6, 7,
he's
8,
born,
9, 10.
No. He's born
oh, you
the
mean month and day.
He's born the 28th.
Oh, 28th. I wrote down 26th. He's born the 28th.
Correct.
So erase what I said about the fire numbers being the same. For some reason, I heard 26, or I wrote down 26, so the fire numbers are not the same. Yes, 28 is your karmic number. So you two are karmically connected. He's born on the 28th, as Neil was saying, and your karmic number is 28. 11, 12, 22, and 9. So he's a 31-4. And there are five together. What was the reason for the breakup? Why did you break up?
Because inappropriate behavior, and the finals brought it, broke the camel's back, is when I went to his home after a class, a night class, and he had a woman at his home. He had just proposed to me December 17th, and 2 months later, in February, he had a woman at his home. So I left, and I just never returned.
And I don't remember your call. Now I'm starting to vaguely remember. Before you said anything, I wrote down infidelity. So there was something going on. Before you answered my question, I thought infidelity was the reason for the breakup. You may have told that us that already on your previous call, but I'm not remembering your call totally. Are you, Neil? The last call?
I don't remember her call, but to answer your question, you two are so connected. Because, you see, when you add up your numbers, Patricia, you're a 28 equals 10 equals 1. He's born on the 28. Your first two numbers are, your first two numbers respectively are 2 and 2, and his first two are 2 and 2. Your second number is 2 and 6 together, and you're a 2, 6 in your first two numbers, and your years are interchangeable. Your 7 to his 3 is 73, his 6 to your 3 is 63. What this means is that the two of you are very, very, very connected. But because he has that 20, he has that 2-2, what overrides that connection is sexual infidelity.
But wait, one more thing about the birth dates. There's 7 and 6. The years add up to his karmic number 31. So the karmic numbers appear in both of the.
How many years was the relationship?
Combined.
Combined, we were in the relationship for 5 years. It was almost 5,
which is their master numbers together.
That's your master numbers together. There isn't anything amazing about this, Patricia. You're connected to him through a soul connection,
karma.
Past life. You come into this life, you meet again. That's not amazing. That's typical in our world of thinking. What the problem is that he's not remaining authentically true to one person. He's coming in with a lot of karma with sexuality, and he hasn't overcome it. It's too strong. So what good would it do for you to stay with him just because there's a connection? The good news is you don't have to.
Well, she's saying that he's, you know, she's having a problem releasing him from her psyche. So just question, when you broke up and through these months that you've been apart, has the topic of him cheating or being unfaithful or any of that been addressed between the two of you?
No, it has not. We have spoke a couple of times cordially just to I don't even know if it's been reestablished some type of friendship, but it has been some type of communication. You know, whereas when that happened 18 months ago, I just cut complete communication for about 6 months. I couldn't talk to him. I was so hurt by what he had done, shocked, and all the other emotions that you go through to learn that, okay, wait a minute, you proposed, and I thought you were really serious, and I'm serious, but just to find out that, you know, no, you're lusting and everything else. And so for about 6 months I didn't speak to him, and I found a place within myself to go there and talk to him, and we did talk, and then we didn't talk again for a few months later. But he continued to reach out to me to apologize and just go through the whole notion of
Well, what was he apologizing for? I mean, you're saying that the infidelity piece was not addressed and you didn't let him know why you were cutting off communication.
Well, I'll say this. It was addressed. He addressed it by apologizing and tearfully and I guess sincerely by saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have never did that to you. And I just, I didn't feel that he was sincere because before I caught him in that actual act, we had dealt with some infidelity on his end that I didn't per se catch him in the act like I did, but things were happening, phone calls in the middle of the night or things of that nature. And I talked to him about it then. You know, you need to get your act together. I mean, I'm going to leave you if you don't fix this. You know, what is going on with you? You know, you have a problem. And, you know, so I continued to stay with him after those moments, after the big incident of me actually catching him. So for him to after the break, you know.
You're cutting out. Your phone's cutting out, Patricia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I don't think it's our today. But
so
anyway,
he did
go ahead.
His case. Yeah, he did tell me he was sorry. And so that's the part we addressed initially after the 6 months that I didn't talk to him. And he understood why I wasn't talking to him because I called him and asked. And so I did listen to what he had to say, but I just didn't feel like he was sincere.
Well, I mean, that's a problem. And as Neil was saying, you know, the relationship is a karmic relationship. You're connected on a soul level, and that can be very compelling. It can be a very compelling magnetism between two people that is hard to shake. But from what you're saying, as you know, tell us the story and give us more details, it sounds as if, you know, this guy is going to be who he is. And it was a history of infidelity, and him changing is going to be much more of a miracle than is going to be possible, I think. So it's probably best to set your mind to moving forward and finding someone else. And it's someone who's committed to having a relationship and being faithful and not playing these childish games. My opinion. I don't know. Maybe you think he can change.
No, I think the same thing, Patricia. You know, he can weasel out of anything and say he's sorry, and he can admit he's got a problem. But the problem is he has a problem. And for you to have to put up with that, he has an addiction. He has an addiction for women, and he can't help it. And he can say, I'm sorry, but he has an addiction, and that's inside of him. And his eyes are going to wander, and he's going to keep doing this until he either grows out of it or he gets help or something. For you to have to suffer through this is not worth it. Just because you're connected to a lot of people on the planet. If you let go of him, you'll find somebody else because your energy field suggests it. But then if you don't let go of them, you've got a problem. Now it's your problem.
Have you ever had other boyfriends, fiancés, husbands that have been unfaithful to you in past relationships?
Yes, I have had others to be unfaithful, and I have walked away just like I have with him. I don't, you know, put up with it. I think I give them the opportunity because we're not perfect people, and we're subject to make mistakes. And I do stay in the relationship if I'm vested to see if there's going to be a change. I mean, I myself have at some point been, you know, done something not been with someone else while I was in a relationship, and it may have
you've done it too.
Yes, but I know that this is not right, and I don't want to do this, and I don't want to be in a relationship like this. And so for whatever reason, I may have stepped out, and I know what my ex has been because, oh, my God, you know what? You sat down in that apartment or you're somewhere else, and so let me go somewhere else. But that's not right. That two wrongs don't make a right. So I have left the relationship. And I don't know, I've been prophesized to that, you know, some of your mates, they can walk on you like a mat. They can use you like a doormat. It's like you're too good to them. And I'm thinking, no, that can't be right. You know, I don't want to change myself. I want to meet someone who will be equal to what I stand for. I don't want to have to change because somebody don't understand, you know, that I want to be good to them in ways that you should be in a partnership.
Well, the thing is, Patricia, you've got a two in your month, and you've got a two in your karmic number, 28, but there's also an 11 in your 1973, and that's problems. The two can be problematic, and 11 can be problematic in terms of your relationships, and so that's built into your energy field. So what you need to do is be as honest as possible in a relationship. So you said there's been past cheating on your part. You don't want to continue. That sounds like you haven't really made that a pattern in your life, but you also don't want to perpetuate relationships that you're the victim
right.
in that type of situation. So because you want to change that karma for yourself. So we suggest you move forward. And if you're having these nagging feelings of connection with this individual and being plagued by thoughts of him, just banish them from your mind and move on. Move on. Because he's probably not going to change.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Neil. I've enjoyed the last reading I had. I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed this one just as much. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks so much. Bye-bye. All right, Patricia can join us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, 703 area code. Hello.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Oh, hey, Andrea. How are you?
I'm good. Good. I just want to call and tell you that I wanted to validate what you told me about a month ago was absolutely correct.
About your job situation? Is that what we're talking
yes.
about?
Yes. Yes, and that's the same time that someone hit the dogs. Was the dog okay?
Oh, you know, we don't know exactly if the dog was okay, because what happened was we contacted animal control, and as you know, I was on the phone with them, and they were unable to find the dog, but I'm thinking, I mean, what we think is probably the dog was not so seriously injured that we don't know.
We have internal injuries, but
thanks for remembering and asking.
We couldn't locate the dog.
We went and looked again.
We just couldn't find
every time
it.
I see your show come up, I think, I hope the dog's okay.
I know. It was terrible.
Yeah,
what's your birthday again, Andrew?
On 1/17/63.
You're a 9, I think. 7/8/9/19. No.
28/10/1.
Why do I think she was a 9? Maybe because you have a 9 and you're 6/3. But anyway. All right. Same as our former caller. So I don't even know what happened the last reading because I think I was on the phone.
Well, so I was on a contract job and I asked if you thought it was the contractor or the government that let me go. And you said contractor, so the agency. Turns out someone from the agency, you're absolutely right because someone from the government called and told Vicky that it wasn't the agency that let us go. It wasn't government. It was definitely the agency. But so I found out through unemployment, unfortunately, they claim that the reason I was let go is because I sent an email out and the government was embarrassed by it. I said, so, okay, so produce the email. She couldn't produce the email. It's because it never happened. So they had an agenda when they had hired this new supervisor. Their agenda was to get rid of Vicky and I for whatever reason, because I was threatened by my job twice. Well, say the word and she'll be gone. Say the word and she'll be gone. I'm like, because you don't like me? I mean, I bailed you out. I'm doing the job. People love me. But so I'm going to seek out a lawyer for wrongful termination and see where that goes. I have an appointment, I think, sometime next week with a lawyer. So we'll see. But it's just ridiculous. And they held up my unemployment for a month.
I remember you were trying to get that job for quite some time.
Yeah.
Because you
talked
with us about it a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bailed them out.
How long was it supposed to last?
It was never supposed to end. That was this is the second one. This is the second. The first one's going to end in July.
Contract.
Yeah. So this is an indefinite. Yeah. So my supervisor and myself were let go because the government said they no longer wanted us on their contract for whatever reason. It wasn't the government. It was the agency. So the agency hired a new supervisor. That I believe that was their agenda, was just to get rid of us. Why, I don't know. But we'll find out soon when I hire a lawyer. So we'll see.
So what are you going to do now for work?
I've had several interviews. I'm just, praying that I get a job soon. I have an interview today at 4:00, a second interview, so phone interview. So, I just got to keep on plugging. So that's what I got to do. So we'll see,
sweat
things I can't change.
I mean, anyone can fire somebody if they don't like them. You can, it's legitimate to fire somebody. And if he has that authority, he can do it. However, there's corruption here. And maybe nepotism, I'm not sure, but there could be. Something doesn't seem right. And if you're hiring a lawyer, probably the best you're going to do is maybe wrongful termination. However, they do have the authority to fire you. But if he can't produce a legitimate claim and there's some position that he was bullying you or firing you without legitimate cause and even sabotaged you, then you might have a claim. I, for one, predicting he's going to be out anyways. Is this a man?
No, it's a woman. So you're absolutely right, because we're in Virginia, we're at Will State, but the new supervisor since the day one she came in there was harassing me. She would come every 10 seconds. What are you doing? You doing your work? Where are you? Why is your IM set? Just like stupid stuff, like with the checkbook.
Okay.
So I complained to HR that she was harassing me. Then I got an email back saying, well, I come across as uncooperative and all this stuff. So, I can file for retaliation because I believe that's what it was.
Well, they're trying to build a profile about you, and they're trying to fabricate it with about a bunch of padding and looking for any obscure reason to do it. Now, I think that when I made this error about it, this woman being a man, I'll tell you something on a deeper level. This is much deeper, okay? Not for the books in this lifetime. This was a past life husband. And I believe that. Have you ever been divorced or anything?
Her husband, you mean?
Yeah, I was divorced. I'm divorced.
Yeah.
Her husband died.
Yeah. So let's trace backward. Let's get rid of this lifetime. Let's trace backward. This woman, who's your supervisor, was in another lifetime, your husband, and was coarse and mean then. Alcoholic, mean. Now, this is about the past life content. And for some reason, you two came back and you're battling it out. But I think that in this lifetime, your journey to conflict with her and challenge her is legitimate. So you might come out victorious here. There's also somewhere either in your past or in your future of a woman named Victoria, Vicky.
Well, she just said Vicky.
Who?
Yeah, Vicky. Vicky. Yeah, my supervisor's name was Vicky.
Oh.
She was saying, me, Vicky and I, there's another person that's been terminated, right?
Yeah.
Is that Vicky?
Oh,
yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, she was.
You know what?
Andrea.
I don't know if that
Andrea.
Soaked in my brain and I heard it without listening, but I didn't hear you. If you had asked me the name
that's
of the
so
person,
funny.
I don't know if that was subconscious because I heard it, but consciously I wouldn't have been able to tell you the name you mentioned. I don't know. I was looking at something else.
Yeah,
I don't
maybe
know.
Someone needs to be paying more attention.
Yeah, I was actually writing something while you were talking.
Okay.
But I was listening, so I don't know. But that's not important. Whether it was psychic or whether I had heard it,
that's not the
stream of consciousness necessarily here. But I do think, I will say this beyond that, there's going to be a Victoria coming up. That's her name. And that's later. And it's weird because when you meet this Victoria, on the side, she likes to bake. She likes to bake cookies. I don't know. Don't ask. She likes to bake cookies. It's a vision. So, but I think you should go along with this. And if it's of any help to you, I don't want to mention figures, but you're going to be getting a three-digit salary in the future.
A three-digit salary.
Well,
$245.
No. I mean, $3.33. Hold on to your hat. I'm not kidding. Okay.
Oh,
no,
I get
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Like a.
It's over 100,000.
Oh, okay. That'd be nice.
What's your normal? I mean, you don't have to give an exact figure, but are you normally above 100,000 or below?
No, below.
Well below or slightly below?
Like half of that.
Oh, half of that.
Less than half of that.
Something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you're born 63. I don't know what it is yet. Andrea. I don't know what
Andrea,
it is.
That's
yet,
okay.
But
sorry, that was my fault.
But somehow, maybe it's a combined thing. I'm not sure. I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But
well, maybe I get a guy and I get married and we combine incomes. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but it's possible. Who knows? Is there anybody in your life
right
now?
No.
But.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it will be 333 cents. Let's hope not.
Okay.
Okay. Or 245. All right. All right, Andrea. Well, let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you. Thank you for the great reading. Awesome.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, so we've got a couple more callers. This is Ned. So interesting. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. She's on the horse again.
Yeah. Oh, 1 second. Just getting out of the corridor. So I had my review, and of course it was bad, and I don't know what's going to happen next. I did what Neil told me, just take it and just, you know, move away from it, and I did that, and I told them that I had to leave. I had a hard stop, so I said I'm going to go. And now I'm just wondering, like, is he going to start building a case to get me out of the company?
Well, the question, real quick, like, brief point, what were the biggest complaints about you? What did he care? How did he characterize you in the interview?
Yeah, so we have the strength and weakness model, like we get this 360 reviews, and in that he said that, my strength is that I give help to everybody because I'm a coach here, and I do that. But then he says, but you don't listen. And I'm like, how can I help somebody if I don't listen?
Yeah.
It's not possible to help someone if you don't listen.
You don't listen to authority is probably, maybe he can define it well.
Yeah, just to him, that is the only thing. It's just to him that I don't listen. And then he completely ignored all the work that I had done, that I delivered. So that was basically, he kind of just said, no, I mean, it's not like you don't do anything. You're doing something, but it's just not good enough. And I'm like, what is good enough then?
So, I mean, typically, where does the review go from this point? I know that Neil was saying in the to set up a meeting with his supervisor or the head of the department whatever.
No, I have now. Yeah, I've done that now. I've now set up. I emailed I wanted to see what they say in this, and then I emailed my VP, and he emailed me back. He's saying that he will set up a time to meet with me, and I heard yesterday that he'll be back on back next week on Tuesday. So Tuesday is when I'm going to meet him.
you're going to meet Tuesday, and what is your plan to say?
My plan is to say that I am doing the work that I need to do. Here are my results. Here are my things. This is what I do. This is what I've been putting my efforts in. I do not understand what is not good enough. My thing is that me and him are like all in water. We can't mix together. And it's what is in the best interest of Apple. And it is basically to move me to another manager.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely try to get out of the department. I know you were trying to do that before and they said they couldn't move you. But the other thing is that I just feel compelled to say is you want to be extremely professional and you want to try to keep your emotions out of your discussion with him. And I can tell when you're talking that this is distressing you, which is totally understandable, but you don't want to let that be a part of the conversation you're having with the supervisor. I would strip it of any emotion. And really slow your speech down, speak deliberately and calmly. And, you know, because there's an energy that I'm hearing in you. I mean, I don't know if you agree with me or not.
Well, I think that's good advice. I personally think that he's harassing you.
Right.
And I don't know if he doesn't, why he doesn't like you. You're a woman, your origin, your nationality. I don't know what his problem is.
Are there other women in that department that he's... Are you the only
one? There's another girl, but she reports to somebody else.
There's no one you can compare notes with.
No.
Well, I think you've got to, what you don't want to do in front of his supervisor is sound like you're not listening to him. Because if he has an issue with you that you don't listen to him, and your other supervisor picks that up, he's going to see that there's a cause of action. So what you want to do is demonstrate that you're hearing him, that you acknowledge what he's saying. I hear what you're saying. You're telling me that I'm doing this or doing that. I tend to, I don't know what supports your facts because I'm diligent on the job, that kind of thing. But you want to say the word harassment. You want to say I'm feeling harassed. Because that word today holds more weight than it ever did before. And if you're saying you're feeling harassed and you're not sure where it's coming from, but you're feeling this pressure from him and it's very negative and it's causing you stress, that's going to look bad for him. Now he's going to be on the defensive because, you know, we're in the Me Too movement. And so they're either going to move you or they're going to start to, he's going to have a talk with this guy. But you use that note for strategy And if he says, what do you mean by harassment, you have to support that with facts. You have to demonstrate why it would be deemed harassment and not just ordinary disciplinary action.
You can't just throw it into harassment and then not have any provable evidence.
Yeah.
Is basically this. I mean, from my perspective, it's this, that he only focuses, so he comes and he gives me feedback, and I said, okay, fine, I'll go and change that. I go and change it, but he uses that feedback that he gave me as a point to say, oh, that, you know, your performance is low. So I was like, so I don't even get an opportunity to change that before the final review is done? So whenever I do...
Say you feel like you're being set up, and it's a continuum of criticism, and that as you go to correct and validate what he's saying and make the corrective measures to change it, he finds something else to complain about and say that that's harassment.
But I'm curious because as Neil was saying about the listening portion of the discussion that you're having, if he's presenting to you, I mean, does he have direct experience with you or direct contact with you that he could say, well, I support your manager in his assessment of you because of the X, Y, and Z. Can he do that?
No.
There's nothing.
Not the senior executive. No. No, there is nothing has been that I have I have talked to him directly. In fact, whatever he has ever given me advice on, I have always listened to that.
But I mean, in the conversation, you want to be receptive and open to what he's saying. Because
yes.
if he feels like you're too eager to prove your point, or you're saying, yes, I understand, but then that's not going to be, that will support the manager. So you want to be really, be calm in that and open to what mm-hmm. he has to say, because you want this to work to your advantage, not to your disadvantage.
Yeah, I mean, and I just, but are you feeling that I'm going to lose the job?
Well,
I don't think you can lose the job so easily right now. I don't think it's even at
that
point.
If you say harassment and you start saying that you're feeling ostracized and harassed, they're not going to be quick to dismiss you, because they're going to be...
There is a little bit of history, because when in March, I had actually shared what was happening with my mentor at work, and he actually complained to the ER department, and they investigated everything. And they called it a retaliation, and then they proved that he didn't retaliate. But then they told me that if anything happened,
Wait a second. Explain what you're talking about, because we're lost. I'm lost.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In March, there was an investigation on my supervisor, and that, because I had told about my situation, what was happening, and actually, I also, senior director in the company, I had put a sexual harassment complaint because he was talking to me about my, my sex life, my persons I'm dating, and things like that. So I felt very uncomfortable, and I told this to my mentor at work, and he actually said he needs to report that, because if I'm talking to him about this, he will have to report it. So then he reported it, and they did an investigation. They did find that supervisor did do inappropriate conversations with me, the senior director. But mm-hmm. then they said they have given him feedback, and they are working with him on this. But right now they're not finding any claim for any. They find it, but then Apple is just taking actions that it needs to take to prevent this further.
Is this the same guy you're having trouble with?
No, he's the boss of his boss.
But this is,
he's like
this is not the person you're having the meeting with, is it?
No.
What happened to that guy? We can't hear you, Nids.
Okay, so it's the number one boss that I'm having a meeting with. Number two boss is where the sexual harassment was. And number three... And then number four is my boss.
Oh.
So there's a number three.
Maybe there's a grapevine. Maybe there's a grapevine of conversation about you, and there's a conspiracy of some sort that is promoted against you.
Is being,
and the men's club is all grouping together. You just stick to the harassment charge, and you say that this sexual advances.
Well, this
has discolored your
reputation.
Your status there, and it's put you in a position of defense, and that you feel like it's still continuing, and you don't feel like you're being protected. And you think that there's traces, you feel that there's still traces of that resentment going on in pertaining to your immediate boss. And you say you back it up mm-hmm. by the fact that there was a finding that he was inappropriate.
Did the troubles with your boss start before the immediate supervisor that you're complaining about on Tuesday? Did that start prior to the sexual harassment?
Oh, I mean, so sexual harassment is not with my immediate boss. It's with the two levels.
I know it's not your immediate boss, but I'm asking, that's not the question.
Okay.
I understand that. But did the problems with your immediate supervisor start before the sexual harassment with the other person?
No.
So it started afterward?
Yes.
Huh. So there is a possible link, is the point.
Yeah.
To you know, you've been characterized a certain way, and then, you know, there's, you know, people talk in the, in, you know.
They're going to be worried in today's era. They're going to be worried about you presenting some information. I mean, it's a two-way street. It doesn't always work, and it shouldn't always work. But in today's workplace, when there's harassment like this, and it can be traced to something sexual by a previous boss, and there may be a line of action that is continuing to be against you in this regard, that might be
right.
Your line of defense.
But as I was saying, and we do have to move on because we've got two other people and very limited time.
Yeah.
And so, but this is more reason to support what I'm saying about how you present yourself in that interview, because you've already
right.
been, you know, characterized as a problem female. And
right.
if you're not, you know, if your behavior is questionable in that interview, they're going to use anything they can against you, because obviously this, you being victimized by this person sexually harassing you has cast you in a negative light. And now your boss is giving you problems. She just dropped. She's had bad reception the
okay,
whole time.
So let's
okay,
move
so
on.
Let's move on. 856. Hi.
Hi, guys. It's Rosa Maria.
Hi, Rosa Maria. Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing good. Yeah, the job thing is not moving or anything like that, so I'm still stuck where I'm at right now.
But it's like especially the day of 2021.
We've
had three people with your karmic and master number today. Nids is 26-8. She's 312-1982. Okay. So, Rosemary, you were saying what?
The job change thing is not happening yet, so didn't go through the last time I talked to you guys. So
nothing happening on the job front. Coffee date wasn't
right.
successful. Okay. So you're just still stuck and you're still working at that convenience store place.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Well, and you've really followed through with all the little exercises that you've been assigned by us. Going to the train station, setting up the coffee date, and those didn't work. Oh,
you know, this may be, Rosa Maria, this may be more deep-rooted than casual suggestions of changing energy fields. This may be more deep rooted. It could be deep rooted in your family root, depression, ridicule, bad parent supervision, meaning your parents. Something's more deep rooted going on. Any depression in the family, any problems with parents growing up?
Not growing up as much, but there's some illnesses. I'm kind of down a little bit because nothing's moving fast enough. Kind of getting up and running again because I had some.
What? No. Be more specific.
Wait.
Was there any depression in your family growing up, or with you, or with your parents, or were your parents abusive to you?
No.
And can you share briefly what that means?
Experience. Talk to us about your childhood a little bit. Tell us how it was growing up.
It was good. It was just like minor sickness or health problem with me. Nothing much.
Minor
nothing
sickness.
Bad
health
about
problem.
It.
Are
no, I don't, we don't want that answer. Well, you said yes. We want to know about depression and some form of abuse by parents. That's what we want to hear about.
Not really. Just recently, a couple months ago.
Okay, well, what did you have? So,
a lot of heartache and BS, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make sense. Heartache and bullshit. No. Give us a little bit more detail.
Two different areas of the body.
They threw away like food and stuff, and I thought I got kind of pissed off and kind of hit me, and that wasn't necessary.
Your father hit you for throwing away
right.
food. recently.
Right, like a little bit.
You've been abused. I think you've been abused throughout your childhood, and you don't recognize
it. A father just doesn't hit somebody in their, I mean, you're in your 40s.
Right.
Out of, I mean, unless he's like has dementia or something,
or
and it's
any,
like totally uncharacteristic behavior.
Did your father have a drinking problem, or were your parents divorced?
Divorced.
Or?
That's what I was thinking.
No.
No divorce. How about what?
They were divorced before, but no.
So they are
married.
Divorced.
They're just still married. They're still
they're
married.
Divorced.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, they're still married. They're still married
they're,
previously.
Oh, they but they were divorced from other people, is what you're saying.
Right.
So there was a divorce, but they are still married. How's their marriage?
Oh, all right, because my mom, like you said, my mom's got dementia and stuff like that, so.
Your mom what?
Dementia.
Your mom
has dementia.
Rosa
she's
Maria,
the one with
how
dementia.
Far did you go to any school beyond high school?
Yes.
What did you go for? Did you get a degree?
An IT. Homeland.
IT. She's just this is the job she wants. She wants to do internet technology. She's actually lived abroad, like in Italy, right, or Spain, or both.
Right.
Both or one or the other. Which?
I went to school. I went to school here, but I worked in both countries.
You worked in both countries, so that's I'm remembering
right.
correctly.
No, the one two adds up to three, which is her third number.
Number.
Her 31 adds up to four,
which
is
her
last
number.
And all four numbers add up to seven. So there's got to be, there's something going on with you that is either something locked in your deep past in this lifetime or in your past life. And I don't know if we can answer that on the phone because there's just, I mean,
but we could answer
air,
it on the radio.
On the radio because it might take more time to look into. Have you ever had any problems? I'm going to ask you a freaky question. Have you ever had any problems with your feet or your ankles? Any accidents?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what
an
happened?
Accident and hit my knee in the dashboard pretty hard. And then it's recent health problem I had when I was younger too, arthritis.
Okay,
what?
So
what
arthritis.
Happened? Arthritis.
So now we're hitting something that I think is part of the key to your problems currently. And we're hitting it because we're getting validations about an energy that you're confirming, which is you hit your knee really hard on the dashboard, you had arthritis when you were younger. This is the root problem of what's going on. Now, I don't know how to get in there yet. We don't know how to approach this yet, but we're getting the signals as to where the hot spot is. And that reveals something probably deeper in the emotional energy of your life, what you're holding on to, something that happened in your past life. But it's indicative of you holding on to energy that's negative, either in this lifetime or a past life. If we can get rid of that, then we can clear up your problems currently that you're having. But I don't know what that is yet. That takes a deeper study, investigation. And have you ever had, are there any policemen in your family's background or anybody in law enforcement anywhere?
I work with the military.
Okay, so you see, everything is getting to be more complex and validated. So now, as we can't do this on the radio. It's too much depth. You want to keep calling back, and we'll keep compiling things going. But you know, there's something in there that you've got to uproot and get rid of. Something in you could start off by looking in your life in this lifetime of something that really has bothered you, and you need to get rid of it. And it probably has to do with you feeling attacked. Abused and accepting it. You're accepting too much. You're, you know, this victim role that you might fall into has got to stop.
So she's not validating being a victim. She may be so used to being
victimized. Yeah, but the validations I'm getting, I don't
know. No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is she's not, you know, some people are. Identify with being a victim and they're stuck in that victim role. She's not even, it doesn't even resonate with her, so she can't even see it.
I know.
There's a difference. But anyway, Rosemary, do you want to respond?
Not a victim at all. Just I'm getting tired of waiting and changing and moving forward. And so that's what I'm getting.
No, what's being suggested is that. What's being suggested is that, you know, the part about abuse that came up, the fact that your father did hit you recently, validates that, because that's not normal behavior towards an adult child.
Our definition of victim is different from what you're thinking.
Yeah, we're not saying, oh, Rosemarie, you quit being a victim because you're talking about
that.
You not getting a job. That's not it at all.
We're trying
to identify where the problem is rooted.
Yeah. It's rooted in something that has to do with that topic, but in this lifetime, it's coming out in a different form. And you see, what you're feeling is somewhat compromised by your environment. You're not getting what you want and what you're seeking. And so in that regard, you're on the defense, and you're taking in a lot of negative energy and not getting back a return of positive energy. So we're trying to decide where that's coming from. And in our examination, we're getting some validations that you're talking about your knee problem, your health problem, and you work with the military. These are validations that help us understand where the root problem is. And if you want to, because everything we've suggested hasn't worked, so it's something deeper. And I don't know, I mean, it's something we haven't pulled out yet, but we hit the branch. We know where to tug now.
Okay.
The other thing I'm going to say to you is I want you to start visualizing horses. Have you ever had any connection with horses, or what kind of connection do you have?
I've read horses. I haven't read them lately.
You raise horses.
You raise horses?
Yeah. No, I used to ride them.
Oh, right. I understand her.
How would we know that? Come on, how do we know that? We know that because we're in a room of psychic energy that's validating our impressions. And so in that room, there's another piece to the puzzle that will make you feel better if we can get rid of it.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll just keep calling back. We'll see if we can figure out how to. And this is a call.
No other caller. We've got about 3 minutes left, or two minutes.
We don't have enough time today. Call back. We'll keep these notes handy, and when you call back, we're trying to figure out how to solve your problem here.
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rosalyn. Okay, well, we're essentially out of time, so I think we'll just wrap up for now, since there's not enough time to really do anything constructive with the amount of time we have left, only about 2 minutes. So we're back on the air next week, Wednesday and Friday, normal time, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.